Everyone is a gardener. I believe it's inherently in us. Yes, even you. The person who's never tried or who has tried but without success. Yet. I garden towards a good life for everyone. So I'm a good life gardener, if you like. A good life gardener is anyone who is keen to leave a mark on the earth in one of the most beneficial ways possible, with a pumping garden. Good life gardeners aren't just into gardening for themselves and their carrots, although getting a yield for yourself is critical. They're also helping to garden a new type of life into existence, one lettuce at a time. They're cultivating healthy soils while also cultivating community. They know that it's all well and good to have a cranking veggie patch, but it's even better if you can help others to achieve or access one too. You'll find them sharing seeds, plants, tips on soil health, and tricks to get your compost just right. And if a good life gardener doesn't have any land of their own, they remember that despite the barriers to private land ownership, they still live on earth and belong to the ground all around them. So they kindly and confidently use the land they have. Community gardens, street verges, abandoned parklands, friends or family's backyards, balconies and even windowsills to grow some of the food they need to thrive in this world. The good life gardener always finds a way to carry out this essential action of life, tending to the health of the soil and of our collective soul at the same time. The best time to start gardening was yesterday. The next best time is today. This is your handbook on how to use the land or balcony you have to grow some of the food you need anywhere, anytime. The most important thing you can do for your edible garden is to turn up and turn up often. There are two reasons for this. The first is practical. When I take time to check on my garden, I notice things and respond as required. This might mean dealing with pests, providing water, feeding the soil, harvesting crops that need eating, planting more seeds, and so on. The other reason is about connection. With my hands on the plants, my feet on the ground, my face to the sky, and my heartstrings reaching in all these directions, things just feel better. And when I feel better, I'm more present and grounded, which means I garden better and I also human better. Because we humans are nature. We're not here to manage it and boss it around. We're here to remember our place within it. You are the garden, I am the garden, we are the garden. And just as with everything else in life, alongside the many gardening successes you'll enjoy will be many, well, non-successes. But the curious thing about gardening is that even when things go terribly wrong, and they sometimes do, we gardeners just keep coming back to it. My garden is wildly imperfect, as am I. But it is also fiercely alive, as am I. I can't stay away, because picking that tomato, crunching into those fresh greens, and feeling that mulberry juice splatter across my face is the stuff of completely ordinary and completely sacred dreams. So may you always grow both inside and out, and may this book help you in the process.